CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in this MP3 version. Good morning, it's Sunday the 15th of June 2014. Here is GB2RS News. The news headlines, license revalidation figures, International Museums Weekend in full flow, noise measurement campaign on the RSGB website. Ofcom have advised the RSGB that 22,000 of the 83,000 licences on their database have yet to be revalidated, including 206 club licences. By the end of the month, all licence holders who have yet to revalidate will have been contacted by Ofcom. If you have not revalidated yet, now is the time to do so. The preferred method is using Ofcom's online service via the Ofcom website www.ofcom.org.uk or by email to amateur.validations@ofcom.org.uk. This can be done at any time. If you need assistance, Ofcom staff are available by telephone, but please be patient during times of heavy workload. International Museums Weekend workstations are on the air both this weekend, the 14th and 15th, and next weekend, the 21st and 22nd. More details about the event can be found at www.radio-amateur-events.org, including a list of the stations registered. An award certificate can be obtained for 5 and 20 stations worked, or 10 heard by shortwave listeners. The noise measurement campaign started in August 2013 is now a dedicated web page on the RSGB website www.rsgb.org/hfnoise. The campaign is an attempt to monitor the HF background noise and to display the results for different locations around the country. Anyone can submit measurements. The project is aimed at making people more aware of their local noise environment and in some cases understanding the contribution from power line adapters, RF emanations from switch mode PSUs, plasma TVs and so on. Whilst the current display is proving helpful, it's hoped that more may be done at a later date with the data, possibly in conjunction with the RSGB noise floor study, details of which are also on the RSGB website. Development of the page was funded through the RSGB Legacy Committee, using a bequest generously provided by the late Ken Rowell, G5RL. Information about the campaign can be found on the new web page along with additional links. On Monday, the 9th of June, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was shown equipment developed in 2012 by Dave Ackerman, M0RPI. The Raspberry Pi payload he developed transmitted slow scan digital video on 434 MHz from a high altitude balloon that achieved an altitude of over 30 kilometres and had a radio range of up to 700 kilometres. For the full story, see amsat-uk.org. To mark the FIFA World Cup in Brazil, special event stations will be on the air until the end of July. Also listen for special World Cup-related prefixes. 12 stations are on the air with ZX14 prefixes and 15 other stations using the prefix ZY14. For an award, work 4 key stations, 5 special stations and 25 other stations from Brazil for the bronze level award. Silver and gold are also available. More from www.labre.org.br. The RSGB's IOTA programme is celebrating its 50th anniversary at a conference at Beaumont House, Windsor, 4th to the 6th of July, following the opening by RSGB President John Gould, G3WKL. The first talk is by Gis Penny. I wonder if that should be Chris Penny. Gis Penny, ON5NT, on the CW5F, the expedition to Timoteo Dominguez Island. There are almost 100 guests and 5 continents represented. I've read that wrongly. There are almost 100 guests already booked for the Saturday gala dinner, with overseas guests featuring prominently in 20 countries and 5 continents represented. Anyone considering attending as a day visitor should note that pre-booked tickets from www.rsgbevents.org attract savings over those on the day. There are several ways for radio amateurs to enjoy GB2RS, as well as the regular Sunday broadcast from a host of volunteers to whom the RSGB is most grateful. You can also read the news online, have it delivered to your email, or download the Podbean broadcast provided by Jeremy Boot, G4NJH. Now, you can also receive the news via the streaming service from TX Factor called TX Talk. Look out for the podcast each week uploaded to both iTunes and The Lounge, as well as http://gb2rs.podbean.com. TX Factor is a brand new series of high-definition TV shows covering all aspects of the hobby, and information can be found at www.txfilms.co.uk/TX Factor. The 27th, the details now of rallies and events for the coming week. 27th Newbury Radio Rally takes place today, 15th of June, at the Newbury Showground next to the M4 Junction 13. Car parking is free and entry is £2.50, gates open 9 a.m. There'll be a huge radio electronics and computing boot sale, including a demonstration marquee with displays of amateur radio on air traffic radar, plus Cubs and National Society stands. Contact rally@nadars.org.uk. The South Lank Summer Rally takes place on the 21st of June at the Bickershaw Labour Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw, Wigan, WN25TE. Traders have access from 7:30 a.m. and the doors open for the public at 9. Entry is £2. The bring and buy special interest groups alongside usual trade stands. More from Jason, G0IZR, 01942-735828. On the 22nd of June, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival, otherwise known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, will be held at the Orwell Crossing Lorry Park, A14 eastbound, Nacton, Ipswich, IP10-0DD. Doors open 9:30, entry £2. Visitors can expect trade stands, bring and buy, specialist interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Detail from Kevin, G8MXV, 07710-046846. The LAM Communications Rally will take place on the 22nd of June as in aid of Yorkshire Air Ambulance, held at Building 21, Elscar Heritage Centre, Wath Road, Elscar Barnsley, S74 8HJ. Visitors will find admission to the Heritage Centre and CP free, with entry to the rally £2. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and there'll be trade stands, bring and buy, as well as catering facilities. Information from Claire Marsh by email, sales@lamcommunications.net. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS, Radcom, or the website, please send details to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the news of special events. Several local clubs will be running a special event station from Turnham Castle in Kent on the 15th of June using GB4TCK. Crawley ARC will be activating a station from the Gatwick Aviation Museum on the 15th, 21st and 22nd of June using 10 to 80 metre bands. On the 21st of June, Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB1JSS to celebrate the summer solstice from Galleywood Common in Chelmsford. Charlie Mike 28 Tango Radio. There'll be stations on HF, 50 megs and 144 megs, as well as amateur satellite station and a top band station using a kite antenna. All radio amateurs and listeners are welcome to attend. South Tyne Amateur Radio Society is operating GB4SRF on the 21st and 22nd of June from Sedgedunham Roman Fort in Wall's End. Operation will be all HF bands, as well as 6 metres, 2 and 70 sems. Details on qrz.com. South East Northumberland ARC is putting MX0 HML on the air on the 21st of June from Memorial Hall, St Michael's Avenue, New Hartley, Northumberland. NE128QG from 11 a.m. in conjunction with the FATE to promote amateur radio in the area. Operation will be on all HF bands as well as 2 metres and 70 sems. The RSGB Deputy Regional Manager for the area will be in attendance to answer any questions. Cray Valley Radio Society will operate GB2CM from Crossness Museum in Abbeywood, London, SE29AQ on the 22nd of June. Operation will be HF and 2 metres. A display about amateur radio will be a feature of the station, with members on hand to explain the hobby. Nuneaton and District Amateur Radio Club will be operating from the Chilvers Cotton Heritage Museum in Nuneaton on the 21st of June. using the call sign GB4CCH. Planned operation will be 2 metres FM and 40 metres SSB on or around 7.143 megs. West Manchester Radio Club are running GB0PIT from the Astley Green Colliery Museum, Higher Green Lane, Tilsley, M297JB, on the 22nd of June from 1:30 to 5 p.m. Operating is planned on the 10, 15, 20, 40 and 2 metre bands. Now the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. ZL1GWE will be active as 5WZ, 5 Whiskey Zulu 1, Japan Mike from Savai in Samoa until the 23rd of June. He's reported to be operating on the 10 to 40 metre bands. CW and SSB QSL home call. JA3IUY will be active as AH0CI from the Saipan Rental Shack in the Northern Mariana Islands, OC086, 21st and 22nd of June. Operation will be all bands and modes, QSL home call, direct or bureau. OK1QQ will be on the air as Sugar Victor 5, stroke call sign from COS, EU001, 16th and 26th of June, QSL home call. Look out for two new Palestinian calls still on the air soon, husband and wife Walla and Mai have been issued the call signs E41 Whiskey Tango and E41 Mike Tango. Manager will be KB9GSY. Contest news now, RSGB 2 metre backpacker runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Practical wireless 2 metre low power contest runs for 7 hours today, the 15th, ending at 1600 UTC. The exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 15th, the SHF UK activity contest runs 1800 to 2030 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 19th, SSP leg of the 80 metre club championship running from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is the usual signal report and serial number. The 50 megahertz trophy contest takes place 1400 UTC on the 21st to 1400 on the 22nd. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest takes place for 48 hours over the weekend, 21st, 22nd, 0000 hours to 2359 UTC. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, exchange RST and your age, although oils can send 00. The Worked All Britain 50 megs phone contest takes place next Sunday the 22nd of June from 0900 to 1500 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 13th of July. Full details on the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. Participants should be ready to quote their locator in addition to their WAB area, as this contest coincides with the RSGB 50 megs trophy contest. The IRTS 80 metre counties contest takes place in the afternoon of the 22nd from 1400 to 1700 UTC. Using CW and SSB in this contest, you exchange a signal report and serial number. As with all IRTS counties contests, there are awards for those outside EI. Now for the solar factual data for the period Friday the 6th to Thursday the 12th of June, compiled by Neil Clark. Several large sunspot regions appeared, and some were complex enough to produce large solar flares. Solar activity started the period at moderate levels only on the 6th when an M-class solar flare occurred. Later on the 10th and on the 11th, activity increased to high when a single X-class solar flare took place on both days. Also on the 11th, three M-class solar flares took place and six on the 12th. In total, 60 C-class solar flares took place and 10 M-class flares during the period. Solar flux levels increased from 133 units on the 6th to 175 by the 12th. The average was 156. The 90-day solar flux average on the 12th was 139, which is one unit up on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from B3.7 units on the 6th to peak at C1.1 units by the 12th. The average was B7.3 units. Geomagnetic activity started at quiet levels but started to increase late on the 7th to peak the day with an AP index of 37 units. This was due to a coronal mass ejection that departed the Sun several days earlier. The rest of the period was quiet and the average was AP12 units. Solar wind speed data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 320 km per second on the 7th to 650 by the 8th, and again on the 11th. Particle densities increased to 31 particles per cubic centimeter on the 7th and 94 on the 8th. BZ varied between minus 4 and plus 6 nanoteslas on the 11th and between minus 17 and plus 21 nanoteslas on the most disturbed day, which was the 8th. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. This week we'll see the more active side of the Sun, and it's expected to rotate out of view. Until then, solar activity is expected to be low to moderate. Solar flux levels are expected to decline and by next weekend to be around the 130s. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be mostly quiet, provided that no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections head our way. MUF's rolling daylight outlook at equal latitude should be about 22 MHz. Darkness hour low should be about 14. Paths this week to the Middle East should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 21 megs, but the best working frequency, meaning 90% success rate, will be more like 16 MHz. Sporadic E is expected most days, with a double hop sporadic E opening on 50 megs possible, also on this path. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. This is G4NJH reading it. Here's the news for the UK Midlands on Sunday the 15th of June. Withal Radio Club is on a trip to the Newbury Rally, leaving at 8 a.m. At 8 p.m. both this Sunday and next, there's a club net on 145.225 megs. On Monday, session 6 of the intermediate course, and Tuesday has a 7:45 Morse class. Then at 7:30 p.m. Steve White, G3ZVUW, was talking about DXing and contesting from Ascension Island. On Thursday, the club is participating in the SSB leg of the 80 metre club championships, and Friday is a nibbles night in the shack. Details from Chris, G0EYO0771041819. On Sunday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is putting GB1 AMB on the air, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for International Museums Weekend. The station will be on the air on the 21st and 22nd of June. More from Dave Carter, M6DKT, G3VGG at talktalk.net. On Monday the 16th, Aldridge and Bar Beacon Amateur Radio Club is having a club talk. Contact Albert, G0KFS, 01922614169. Monday, Coventry Amateur Radio Society Club has a net at 145.375 megs, starting at 8 p.m. On Friday, the club is taking part in the second round of the G4ZMC trophy at Hatton Locks. Over the weekend of the 21st and 22nd, GB4H will be on the air from Herbert Museum in Coventry. Next Sunday the 22nd, GB4BLC will be on the air from the 30th Signals Bramcott near Nuneaton. Contact John, G8SEQ, 0795 877 363. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an evening of HF operating and workshops. Contact Anne, 21GKY0124296699595 in the daytime. Also Monday, Lincoln Shortwave Club is holding a committee meeting, and on Tuesday the club is taking part in a 1.3 gigs UK activity contest. On Wednesday there's a formal meeting and a simplex net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. on Thursday. On Saturday, it's new licensee mentoring and the regular daily Saturday surgery. For more information, contact Pam Rose, G4STO, 01427 788 356. On Monday, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.325 megs at 8 p.m. More from Bob, G3VCA 07971 166250. Still on Monday, South Birmingham Radio Society is sorting out the aerials for sale. On Tuesday, there's a coffee morning in the shack from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Everybody welcome. On Thursday, there are training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG. Email gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com for more. On Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has a net on 145.250 megs from 7:30 p.m. All are welcome to join in. On Saturday, there's a special event station at the Water Orton Carnival. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. On Monday still, Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is having a club night entitled Echo Link and D-Star for Dummies. More from Peter Rivers, G4XEX, 01858432105. Tuesday, the 17th of June, Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is holding a lunch. On Thursday, the Region 5 Regional Manager Martin, G3UKV, is giving a talk on the RSGB and understanding solar data. More from Derek Tom, G3NKS 01242 241099. On Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society has an evening of technical topics. Contact Richard Buckby, email radio@dadars.org.uk. On Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is putting M0RSD on the air. More from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Tuesday, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club is holding the annual Radio Ramble. More from the starting, including the starting point, as you can get from Chris, G1ETZ 01509504319. Tuesday, Rugby Amateur Radio Transmitting Society is again taking part in the 1296 MHz UK Activity Contest alongside Radio Operation and Projects. On Saturday, Richard Newstead is talking about SOTA beams. More details from Steve, G8LYB, 01788578940. On to Wednesday, the 18th, Midland Amateur Radio Society is on the air from the shack alongside training classes. Contact Norman, G8BHE, 07808078003. On Wednesday, South Stephen Amateur Radio Society has a net on 145.525 megs at 8 p.m. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476402550 for more details. Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is planning for VHF National Field Day and the Isle of Man the Expedition. On Saturday, G3UKV and G0VXG will be operational from Blist Hill Open Air Museum. And on Saturday and Sunday, the club will also take part in the 50 MHz Trophy Weekend with G3Z. More from John Humphreys, 07824737716. Thursday, the 19th, Central Radio Amateur Circle has a night on the air. Saturday, there's a plug-and-play day at Bar Beacon from 10 a.m. More information from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906905071. Friday, the 20th of June, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is taking part in Field Day Weekend. Details from Neil, M0NJJ, Neil M0NJJ @gmail.com. And that's it for another week.